Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
When I was young, I was the good Lord's doubter.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ali, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, it is 7:04 a.m. I am running a little bit late, but I made it, so that's a really big win. I'm just going to start off with a song, and this is Who Has Seen the Wind by David Byrne and Yo La Tengo from this Yoko Ono tribute album called Ocean Child, Songs of Yoko Ono. I think this is the only good cover on the album, unfortunately, but it has a bunch of other, like, big, cool names on it. So Sharon Van Etten, Stephen Merritt of The Magnetic Fields is on it. Obviously, David Byrne and Yo La Tengo are on it. The Flaming Lips, there's another Yo La Tengo song. There's Death Cab for Cutie, but again, who has seen the wind? This is the song. And this is the song I'm gonna play, so please enjoy. Okay. Hi, everyone. It's me again. My name is Ali, for those who didn't catch it. And the past... Okay. There's construction outside. That surprised me a bit. The past three songs I played, so the first one, again, was Who Has Seen the Wind by David Byrne and Yola Tango from the Yoko Ono tribute album that came out last year. The next song I played was Brian Eno on Some Faraway Beach from... Here Come the Warm Jets, classic, amazing album. And last up, I played Yellow Magic Orchestra, a song that I'm pretty sure... So the thing with Yellow Magic Orchestra is until like maybe last year, the titles on Spotify were not in Japanese. They were in English. They are a Japanese like synth pop, really good band. Their like lead singer was her... I don't remember his name, but he does a ton of really cool music now. He makes, like, ambient music. Does he make ambient music? He makes, like, a lot of synth pop. And I'm pretty sure, like, why do I think Ryuichi Sakamoto was in it? Yes. Okay, so then one of the members of it was Ryuichi Sakamoto. I'm probably butchering his name. He is an incredible, incredible artist. He does a lot of, like, movie soundtracks. He did this album called Async a couple of years ago that I listened to all the time. Was that not him? Okay, maybe that wasn't him. Honestly, I am really bad at... It's 7 a.m. I don't really know. No, he did do Async. Okay, I'm fine. I'm not messing this up. I am rambling way too much. So I'm going to play a song so that I stop doing that and stop sounding like an idiot. So this next song is by the love of my life, A.G. Cook. This was my most played song in 2021, in 2020, which is honestly, I think, kind of embarrassing, but it's fine. This is Unreal by A.G. Cook. Okay, I'm back. I just want, like, if you don't know who A.G. Cook is, I would like to clarify. I'm trying to figure out how to describe him without swearing. I think I'm just gonna try and give my best description of his face. And if you are listening, because I doubt there is anyone who is, because it is 7:21 in the morning. And yeah, I'm just gonna describe his face. Okay, so... A.G. Cook, his face, he has clear glasses frames, right? He has the little hipster round ones that poke out a little bit at the end. You know which ones I'm talking about? But his are clear. He has the silliest little mullet in the world. I mean that completely seriously. his bangs are uneven. He has curly hair, but it's not mullety until about cheekbones. So he has uneven micro bangs that are very, very in a straight line, but they're uneven because they fluff out of his face too much to be even. And then he has like a little curly mullet that starts at his cheekbones. It's not that curly. It's more like wavy. He has like the same hair as I do, the same texture hair as I do, not the same actual hair as I do. And then you get to his face, right? I would like to preface by saying that, like, I am attracted to A.G. Cook, which is honestly embarrassing for me, but also means that, like, it is possible. And I may be attracted to him because I'm just really, really in love with his music. Unclear, and almost definitely that, considering how much of 7G that I listen to. It's actually definitely that, because I'm about to describe his face, and I found a good photo, at least. Okay, so A.G. Cook, beautiful, incredible, so smart man. His face is very British, which makes sense considering his father is a very famous British deconstructionist architect. I will find the name for you right now. His father is Alexander. No, that's his name. His dad is Peter Cook. He makes these blobby buildings that I hate, and I can say that I hate them because I might be an architecture major. Unclear, but I'm just gonna say that they're bad, and no one can disagree with me as well because this is my radio show. And don't call in, it's 7:24 a.m. and that's too early to be fighting with someone. Okay, A.G. Cook, very, very British face. Just imagine the most British face in the world, and then imagine it with glasses and a mullet and like on a twink, basically. A.G. Cook is a twink with a mullet and with glasses and like a kind of horsey British face. And I love him very much. I'm not saying he's ugly per se. I think he's beautiful. I think that there are many photos where he looks very good in them. I don't know what I'm trying to get at. I think I'm just trying to justify the fact that I love him this much. Anyways, I think that now it is 7:24. It's time for a little PSA, and we're just gonna do the first one I opened to. Okay. Walking is good exercise PSA. This one has a little picture of anime girls jumping on the little picture that we're reading off of. Okay. Although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Okay, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I think that this public service announcement could use a little bit of editing. I feel like we shouldn't be saying it's safer than riding a bike. Not because it's not true, of course, it is safer, but also, just if you mention impaired drivers in a thing to get people outside more, you're gonna be like, what if I get hit by an impaired driver? I don't think I can read this PSA anymore, just on a fundamental moral level. I don't think I can do it in good faith, because what if I say this and then less people start walking? You want to be walking, you really do. And if you're looking for good places to walk, I know this because I walked a lot when the weather was nice. So maybe not now, but in a couple of months, in a couple of weeks, if today's weather was anything like yesterday's weather, Somerville Bike Path, incredible place to walk. Do what I do, go to 9 Bar Espresso, get yourself a little sandwich, the egg and cheese, if you're feeling up for it, egg and cheese and avocado. If you're from LA like me, their avocado is terrible, but sometimes you just really want bad, no, you never want bad avocado. I get it anyways, is what I'm saying. So you go, you get your little, I get like a little iced Americano, or I get like a little cappuccino, or I get an iced latte. I'm just saying random coffee orders at this point. You get your non-dairy milk because I'm from LA and go to a liberal arts college. And I go to the I go to the park and I sit there and I'm drinking my coffee and I'm eating. And sometimes I do some other things. I'll bring a book. I'll bring something that I don't know if I'm allowed to mention on a radio show, but it's not bad. I swear, I just like need to get this vetted because I have talked about it before, but it was on a 1 a.m. show and no one was listening. So this is a big difference from that. But I sit there. There's a lot of benches, right? And there's a lot of weird art installations there. There's like an elephant and you pull something and the trunk moves. And this isn't a small elephant, though. This elephant is like 3 times my height. So it's 3 times my height and the trunk moves. Who invented that? They're so smart because I want to play with a giant elephant that's trunk moves. It's incredible. It's incredible. So you walk into this park with your little sandwich and your little coffee and you go over to a little bench. There's a lot of benches, like I said, so you can have your pick. I had a favorite bench until I was sitting on it one day doing exactly what I'm describing to you right now. And this guy comes over and just starts staring at me. He was bike riding before. He stops riding his bike, gets off it, and just watches me for a little bit. I'm just sitting there eating my sandwich, drinking my coffee, and this guy, who's like a middle-aged man, is staring at me. And then he gets on his bike and bikes off, and I'm like, hey, oh, little guy, what's up with that? I didn't say that at all, actually. I got really freaked out, and I called my friend on FaceTime and was like, This guy just stared at me and I'm really uncomfortable. And my friend was like, Allie, go to a different bench. So I went to a different bench and everything was fine. But what I'm saying is there are a lot of benches. There are a lot of benches that you can go to. You have options. You have a lot of them, which is really fun, really great. Go to the Somerville bike path. It's really long. You can walk. There's 2 directions you can walk from Davis. I don't really know it that well. I kind of just walk the same stretch of it every time. But Somerville bike path, go on it. It's really fun. And this is the next song. It's The Smoke by The Smile, which is another Thom Yorke side project. Please enjoy.
Speak for myself. the doctor said we are unfortunately running out of options to treat. What a funny way to speak. And you like Concord, I came a gentle hill racer. I was breathless upon every mountain just to look through your second summer of splinters. This staircase, it leads only to some old pictures of you through a 1,000 mile long chew. Hey, what's a city boy to do? Gentle hill racer, I was breathless upon every mountain just to look for your light. But for less than a moment, we'd share the same sky. And then Isaac will suffer. We'll be right back.
Tonight is anything. Goodbye to anything outside of anything. Collide with everything. Reach out to me. Down on your knees. Reach out to me.
Okay, hi everyone. Before I play a 7-minute song, which I haven't decided yet if I'm going to play because, again, it is 7:44 in the morning and 7:44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51. Okay, I'd have time for like one more song after, but I feel like I need more and I'm doing some talking, so I think maybe I'm not going to play that song. So now I'm just talking to procrastinate on deciding what song I'm going to play. But also because I didn't say the last three songs I played because I was in the WMFO bathroom washing my face. I don't want to talk about it. I had to wake up at 6:30 to be here, and I got to do what I got to do. And when I say wake up at 6:30, I'm going to wake up at 6:30, press the snooze button. Then it's like 6:38, and then I do it again, and then that's why I was 4 minutes late to my show. Okay. Anyways, the last three songs I played was The Smile by The Smoke, which again, Thom Yorke, offshoot. You can tell it's him by the voice. You can't really tell it's him by the sound, honestly. I love him so much. Dawn Chorus, great song. Maybe I should play Dawn Chorus. That would be a good song to end this to. That would be a good song to start this with one day. Because, like, Dawn. Oh, my God. I'm... Okay, sorry. Sometimes I just say something, and I'm like, you are such an idiot. But in the moment, you are so, so smart. Incredible. Anyways, then I played Concord by Black Country New Road. And then I played Wondering by Shushu, who I love so much. Sorry, there was a weird pause there when I talked. I love Shushu so much. A couple days ago, 4 days ago, according to my Spotify, if we want to be exact, I made this incredible playlist. It's about 10 Shushu songs, 4 Bruce Springsteen songs, a couple of Brian Eno songs, a Bob Dylan demo, and... like, when I say the Brian Eno songs, I mean, like, the Brian Eno, John Cale, Wrong Way Up. Way, way, way too happy. You can only listen to them on a beach. No, I can listen to them on this playlist kind of energy. Yellow Magic Orchestra, one Bjork song, and that David Byrne YOLO Tango song I played at the beginning. I would say that when I listen to this playlist, though, what actions do I take? What songs do I skip? And the answer is a lot of the songs other than the Bruce Springsteen and Shushu. So I'm not saying that I'm like a mess. But I'm not, you know, like it's complicated. It's just like really complicated, guys. And so that means that I guess the next song I'm gonna play is... well, maybe I should just keep talking and then I only have to play one more. I'm gonna find two songs that are short and neither of them are gonna be Bruce Springsteen. I think. That's not true. All right, I'm about to play... there's gonna be a little bit of whiplash involved over the next two songs. Well, is there? I could just play two Shushu songs. Again, I'm really just talking because I don't know what to play. Oh, okay, I figured it out. So the next song up is going to be The Big Sky by Kate Bush, and then I am gonna play a song called Mescalita, which is Shushu and Sharon, Sad Mescalita, yeah, Shushu and Sharon Van Etten. Do I have time for this? Yeah, I do. So please enjoy, and I will talk to you again soon.
Extraordinary.
Okay, I just want to clarify something, and that something is a liar. Is I am a liar, because the next song I'm playing is Shushu and Twin Shadow called Saint Dimphna. Anyways, enjoy. Okay, that's it from me today. Again, this is Ali, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am here a lot of weeks at 7 a.m. I am here the weeks that I decide not to sleep through my alarm, which is most. I would say sleeping through my alarm is the anomaly. It does happen, though, so I can't promise I'm here every week. But I am here most weeks at 7 a.m., so if you want some good music, some really annoying talking, me really, really rambling because I haven't had any caffeine yet, please tune in And I will hopefully see you guys next week. Here's Automation until the next person comes in.
Just wait.